Welcome to Riscario Insider, where an actuary reveals how wealthy Canadians tame their financial risks with detours. I'm your host, Pramod Sharma, and today I've got the sniffles, but that's okay because we're talking about a book which has to do with the cold. Today, we're looking at Warren Buffett's tough career choice, actuary or billionaire. You only have to do a very few things right in your life, so long as you don't do too many things wrong. Warren Buffett. At home, we're currently listening to The Snowball, Warren Buffett and the Business of Life. We didn't know much about Warren's background. Alice Schroeder weaves an intricate, intriguing portrait. Melt the snowball and you'll find the mind of an actuary wrapped in lots of money. Warren, an actuary? Here's an excerpt from Chapter 15, Strike 1, page 137. While a student at Columbia in 1951, Warren learned about insurance during an unannounced Saturday visit to GEICO headquarters in Washington, D.C., where he managed to meet a vice president. Here's the quotation.
Warren had even considered actuarial science, the mathematics of insurance, as a career. He could have spent decades toiling over tables of mortality statistics, handicapping people's life expectancies. Besides the obvious ways this suited his personality, which tended towards specialization, relished memorizing, collecting, and manipulating numbers, and preferred solitude, working as a life actuary would have let him spend his time pondering one of his two favorite preoccupations, life expectancy. However, his other favorite, collecting money, had won out.
I was a life actuary before switching to my current non-traditional role as a marketing actuary. I remained fascinated with life expectancy, which deals with two key financial risks. One, mortality, which has to do with dying too soon, before your life expectancy, with financial obligations remaining, and two, longevity, which means living too long, beyond your life expectancy and outliving your savings. Longevity is often the larger concern. Since we're living longer, we need more money to maintain our lifestyles and to prepare for the extra financial costs of poor health. In turn, accumulating more money means working longer or making riskier investments in hopes of getting higher returns. Neither is appealing. Warren needn't worry about the financial consequences of life expectancy. The excitement of insurance. While you may think insurance is boring, Warren saw opportunity. Here's another quote from the book.
Warren was starting to grapple with the fundamental concept of business. How do companies make money? A company was much like a person. It had to go out and find a way to keep a roof over its employees' and shareholders' heads. He grasped that because GEICO sold insurance at the cheapest price, the only way it could make money would be to have the lowest possible costs. He also learned that insurance companies take their customers' premiums and invest them long before the claims are paid. That sounded to him like getting to use somebody else's money for free, just the kind of idea that appealed to him.
If you feel that insurance companies mint money, consider getting shares. The investment earnings get reflected in the insurance premiums. GEICO sold automobile insurance via direct marketing to preferred risks, mainly government employees. This resulted in a winning combination, lower expenses and lower claims. Another quote from the book.
GEICO seemed to Warren a no-lose proposition. That Monday, less than 48 hours after he arrived back in New York, Warren dumped stocks worth three-quarters of his growing portfolio and used the cash to buy 350 shares of GEICO. It was an extraordinary move for the normally cautious young man.
Berkshire Hathaway now owns GEICO. There are bound to be other insights in The Snowball. The book runs 838 pages, 960 if you include the notes and index. While Warren Buffett could have become an actuary, he instead ended up as a billionaire. Such is life. You can read Riscario Insider online at blog.riscario.com. That's RISCARIO. Thanks for listening.